91X News.
It's 3 degrees and overcast with some sunny conditions at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Wobschel. The six candidates in the Prince Edward Hastings federal riding will meet only to debate with one another tonight. The debate, sponsored by the Belleville and District Chamber of Commerce, will be at the Empire Theater in downtown Belleville at 7 o'clock. The candidates will debate once again at Loyalist College on Wednesday for those who miss out tonight. Expect some delays at the Highway 37 bridge over the 401 in Belleville this week. Repairs will be occurring all week until Friday from 9 until 3. The 401 eastbound lanes will be reduced to one lane until Wednesday, but no disruptions are expected on Thursday or Friday. The Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, Deb Matthews, is making a stop in Belleville this Thursday. She will be here to officially kick off the next phase of the redevelopment at the QHC Belleville Hospital. Over the next 3 years, there will be new emergency room and laboratory built at the QHC Belleville General. There will also be redeveloped space for inpatient mental health, oncology, cardiology, and operating rooms. Bookworms in Prince Edward County are coming together as part of the second annual The County Reads. The project is part of the Prince Edward County Arts Council Written Word Committee. The County Reads asks residents to read 5 books and vote for their favorite. Chairwoman Ann Preston says the goal of the committee is to encourage, promote, and support literacy. Residents have until June 12th to vote at either store or county libraries. Again in Prince Edward County, it's getting cheesy. For the first time in Canada, the Great Canadian Cheese Festival will bring together cheese lovers as part of a tasty celebration. The festival will give cheese devotees the chance to learn about, talk, and taste some of the best artisan farmstead and specialty cheeses. They'll also be able to sample fine wine, craft beer, cider, and artisanal foods. The festival takes place June 5th and 6th at the Crystal Palace in Picton. Police have arrested a 17-year-old boy in Coburg. They say the male intended to shoot other students at his high school. Coburg Police Constable Terry Stanley said the teen told peers he intended to bring a shotgun to school and then he named the students he wanted to shoot. The boy faces 3 counts of uttering threats and remains in police custody. The OPP are still investigating the unclear incidences that occurred in Napanee on Saturday. Police say a young girl claimed she was sexually assaulted in her home in a hotel elevator. She also says the victim was with 2 other small children when it happened. She sustained no physical injuries, and police say the suspect is clean-shaven, white male, around 6 feet tall, with dark short hair and brown eyes. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is using the prospect of Quebec's separation to try and sell voters a majority conservative government. Gilles Duceppe says a strong showing for his Bloc Québécois on May 2nd, and the PQ government in Quebec would like to start a referendum vote. In Yellow Night last night, Harper told the crowds there's little doubt where the Bloc is going.
Mr. Duceppe was clear today. His only real goal in fighting us is weakening the federal government for his ultimate goal, to have another Quebec referendum to break up the country.
Harper and Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff could cross paths later today while the two are in Yellowknife. While former Prime Minister and Finance Minister Paul Martin joined up with Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff's election campaign over this weekend, Martin is accusing Stephen Harper of not being honest with Canadians by claiming he can balance the budget without cutting services.
Think about it. It was announced not in the budget, but it was announced 2 weeks later, after the budget. They didn't know about it at the time of the budget. That's absolutely unbelievable. He didn't do it because he didn't want to say where that money was coming from. And I just tell you, that is not a way to run a country. It's not the way to have Canadian people on side. And I can tell you, I've looked at the numbers, and I don't know where he's going to get that $11 billion.
Martin says there's no way Harper can chop that deeply without slashing services such as health care. Police in Toronto are hunting for a man who reportedly attacked a young woman in her apartment hours before she was found dead. An overseas friend chatting with the woman before the incident is an important witness because he saw part of the attack over webcam. Detective Sergeant Frank Skubik says that the cause of death is still unknown.
There was no evidence of substantial trauma to her body which could readily identify the manner of her death. There were no obvious signs of sexual assault.
Police are treating the death as suspicious while they wait for further forensic tests. Researchers have halted a study of pill many AIDS experts had seen as a breakthrough. The pill was designed to prevent the AIDS virus infection. It was being tested on thousands of African women, but partial results showed women taking the pill are just as likely to get HIV as other women who take the dummy pills. The results are a disappointment because the study last fall found the pill did help in prevent infections in gay and bisexual men. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry says a man wearing soldier's uniform has opened fire inside the ministry's compound, killing at least two soldiers. Reporter Tom Rivers has more.
The man pointing and firing inside the defense ministry was wearing an Afghan army uniform, but the Taliban say he was one of theirs. If so, it would be the third such deadly attack mounted in less than a week. Experts in the region warn it points to what will likely be a very bloody spring in the country.
The assailant was killed during the shootout. That's 91X News to 1205. Ashley Gale has sports after the break.
Matthew Sports and Entertainment, Quinte's hot spot for indoor fun, now has laser tag. You can blast away all day.
Awesome, and it's half price on Wednesdays.
That's right, Matthews features half price paintball on Tuesdays, half price laser tag on Wednesdays, and half price glow-in-the-dark mini golf on Thursdays.
Great deals and action-packed fun at Matthews Sports and Entertainment. 17070 Highway 2, Trenton, just before Smithfield. Call 394-0222 to book some indoor action today.
Good afternoon. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X Sports. It was a clean victory for Canada's women's hockey team, beating Kazakhstan 7-0, and it's their second win of the day. The women opened the tournament with a 12-0 win over Switzerland. There are four games on the NHL roster tonight, with only one Canadian team in action. The Boston Bruins badly need a win in Montreal. Seeded third in the East, the Bruins are down 2-0 to the sixth-seeded Canadiens. Boston captain Zdeno Chara, who missed Game 2, is listed as questionable due to dehydration. The Detroit Red Wings can also go up 3-0 with a win in Phoenix tonight. The other two series are tied at 1-1 as Boston hosts Philadelphia and Tampa entertains Pittsburgh. Phoenix Coyotes captain Shane Doan can do more than handle a puck. He can beat the Man Tracker. Doan and his brother Brooke survived a manhunt on the Man Tracker television show. Armed with a compass and a map, the brothers made their way through BC's southern Chilcotin Mountains, reaching the finishing point some 37 kilometers without being caught, although there were a couple close calls. The Wellington Dukes hit the ice in Huntsville tomorrow against Wisconsin. The Dukes are trying to take home the Dudley Hewitt Cup for the second time in 8 years. Today is the annual Patriots Day game, and the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Boston Red Sox. The first pitch left the mound this morning at 11:05 at Fenway Park. The Toronto Blue Jays didn't have a lot of time to recover after losing 8-1 against the Boston Red Sox yesterday. So far, the Sox are beating the Jays 2-0. There are 10 more baseball games kicking off this evening. The White Sox are visiting Tampa Bay. Cleveland is in Kansas. Detroit is in Seattle. And Minnesota is visiting Baltimore. It's a slow night in basketball. Miami is playing Philadelphia, and the heat is on. Due to migraines, Dwayne Wade didn't practice Sunday, a problem that has plagued him for years, and was the root of why he missed a game earlier this season. Wade's status for Game 2 of Miami's Eastern Conference first-round series tonight against Philadelphia's 69ers is unclear. Also in action, Indiana is playing Chicago. Canada's Milos Raonic jumps another 6 places in world's tennis rankings. Raonic continues to climb the ATP rankings. The 20-year-old from Thornhill, Ontario, moved 6 places to number 28 in the rankings released Monday. Since January 1st, Raonic has jumped 128 spots in the ranking. He is currently in Spain for the Barcelona Open. And they're off. The 115th Boston Marathon has begun. The wheelchair field was first across the finish line Monday morning, followed by the elite women. Then the clock started on the elite men. And then the sold-out field of close to 27,000 runs. The runners take off from Hobbington to Boston's Back Bay, a run that's more than 42 kilometers. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Hills and Mike Walshaw with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy and a high of 5 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will remain with a low of -1. On Tuesday, possible showers with a low of -1 and a high of 6. And on Wednesday, rain, a low of +3 and a high of 15. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mike Wobschel with Ashley Gale. News is next at 1 o'clock.